Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
John Gallagher, head coach at Manhattan College, joins us.
It's March.
Yes. Now we are in the tournament. My man, I know yesterday, I know you're recruiting, you're trying to build the program you have, but let's start. Baylor took care of business. They're supposed to take care of business against Colgate, but I want to discuss Oakland, Coach Campy, and what he's done, and Duquesne, and I know you know everybody in the business. Wow, with what Oakland did late last night.
First off, what a great guy Greg is. When I was at Hartford, we played a home and home. They came to Hartford, we won, and then when we went to Oakland, they took care of business for us. But what a phenomenal guy! What a great character! What presents, and for him to get this win to cap off, you know, he's going to coach a many more years. But for him to do this. For coaches in our business that know him, it's just such a great feel-good story.
Coach, I heard Jay Wright, who I know you're a big fan of and you've known him for a long time, say about Kentucky last night that the game has changed a little bit to where back when they won in 2012, having a team full of one-and-dones and guys who were going to be great NBA players was kind of how you did it. Now, with everything changing, you have these veterans. Kentucky is much more vulnerable because they've got these kids who are out there for the first time. It's not necessarily Coach Cal's fault that they're not ready because they're 18. Who is ready? But how much does he have to change that and try to pepper in maybe some veterans to get back to where Kentucky was? Because this has kind of been a thing for them for a little while now.
You know, I watched them all year. Obviously, I watched everything all year closely. I thought he did an unbelievable job. I think he's getting – I thought they really overachieved. The facts are. You put an 18, 19-year-old in the environment of the NCAA tournament, and you put them against a bunch of 23 and 24-year-olds that have worked for the last 8 years, 7 years, 6 years for that moment. Facts of the matter are, the guys at Kentucky, they love the moment. They have years and aspirations of NBA. The moment, and this is strange to say, the moment's too big for them. You watched the game last night, they missed layups, they missed dunks, they missed, and Oakland made everything, made every big shot, make every big play. That's why the tournament is so special, and that's why you can't take the bid away from you or St. Peter's. It would be ridiculous. It would take away from the magic. And You know, I know Tom Izzo said that. Coach Izzo is such a great guy and he stands for all the right reasons, but he's wrong. And it's sad when your mentors and your guys that you've admired are losing sight because they're under so much pressure. Well, you want to add more teams so it takes the pressure off. That's fine, but don't take away from the mid-major conferences because it's going to lose its the moment of seeing Greg Campy last night. That's magic. That's magic.
Coach, Baylor with the win over Colgate, 92-67. We've talked with you a lot about the Bears over the past few years as this relationship got started, but been a fun team to watch. How much have you been able to watch them, and what were your thoughts, if any, on the win over Colgate today, being able to breeze through that first-round game and move on?
They can make a deep run, and that's because of the three-point shooting. I think formula for a lot of us, but when you can shoot 16-30 from three, right, and defend the way they're defending. Like, I think the key to them, Bridges and Nunn, Walter, do I have those names right? So Bridges, to me, you know, watching them versus Oklahoma, watching them all year, I feel like when they shoot the three ball the way they're doing it, they have a real shot to play against anyone in America. And I think that type of shooting can take you far. I really believe that they can make a deep run because of their shooting.
New Mexico is getting drilled by Clemson right now at halftime, 14. They have great guards at New Mexico with Patino. Clemson obviously coming out of they're a sixth seed out of the ACC. Did you watch either one of those teams much this year during the time you watched nothing but probably college basketball?
I followed New Mexico because of the late night starts. I would have my computer, you know, on my lap, and obviously the run they had. Look, the shocker for me, 12 only getting 18, and I Porter, Oklahoma not. And if you look at the numbers, Virginia, you know, they should have never gotten in over Oklahoma. Never. It would have. But again, you know, we've talked about this in the years past, is Oklahoma has nobody fighting for them in that room. And for what everybody tells me, that last spot, it's a fight. And if you don't have anybody fighting for you in that room, you're not getting in. So I told this to Porter that night. Porter, you left the Big 12. You haven't joined the SEC. You're on an island by yourself. If you're one of the last two teams, I have some news for you. You're not getting in. And they didn't have anybody fight for them. But watching the NCAA tournament and watching, you know, Clemson and watching a little bit of this game now, I think it's a good matchup for you guys. I like Baylor in the game. I like Baylor. I think they can catch magic. And Scott Drew, again, I said this before, one of the best program builders in America, him and Jim Calhoun, from what he took. So I think they make a deep run, Smokey.
Look, Coach, before we go on, we went through this with you last year. Baylor.
It's the Irish Catholic in me from Philly. I butcher it. We're gonna get a game here in the next 2 years, and we're gonna have the night before the game, we're gonna do a radio show with the Baylor staff, and you guys are gonna make fun of me in front of everybody. Okay?
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Absolutely not. No, we're not. We can't wait. You come down here. You got to see the new arena. You'll love it. It's absolutely fantastic that they have not even done yet, and it's still pretty awesome. Coach, who do you think in this tournament is not maybe getting enough attention or might be underseeded? I lean towards Auburn a little bit because of the way that they play. Is there anybody else out there that you think might be flying under the radar?
Well, I'm going to go two teams for you. I know it's going to sound crazy.
Say that again. We lost you there for a second. The two teams you wanted to bring.
like Texas making a run too. I like Texas. I've watched them all year. If they get hot, they got play. They have a roster, man. They are talented. And the team that nobody's really talking about, you're going to laugh, is UConn. One seed. They're the best team in the tournament by 10 points, even Purdue. They are a handful. I played them live, and I played Kansas live. It's not close. UConn is the best team, and I think they win it again. Saying that because I'm from the Northeast and I lived in Connecticut. Danny's a friend. They present so many problems for you defensively. They are the closest. Look, I think your Bears team that won it all, as good as any team. I think UConn is as good as that team.
Right now they're up 52-19, and they should be on 16th-ranked Stetson. But as we know, you never know what might happen. So a team that's really good and loaded with all those expectations, taking care of their business quickly. John, I know that you got to Manhattan, of course, and you're trying to rebuild that program. We love what you did before, but on the road recruiting and trying to tweak that thing, do you feel like after the first year you're ready to take it now and get themselves in a position to be a Cinderella?
I love this job. I know it was a firestorm the first 2-3 weeks, but guess what? The fan base has been unbelievable. It was, you know, a couple, you know, probably 12 or 13 angry fans on the message board. And I love them too, by the way. I love them too. And I made up with, you know, I made my peace with everybody. And it's all upwards from here. Here's the reality. We had a season ending injury to our best players, 3-1. The guy could be a Navy SEAL. His name's Brett Rumpel. I have him for 3 more years. I have one of the best freshmen that's not going into the portal. Him and his family told me that. Davey Traore. He's staying with me. We have the best young freshman. His name is Jaden Winston. And I think the reality is we have a nucleus. We have a nucleus that we can really build on. And I love the job. We've won NCAA tournament games here. We beat Florida. We've beaten Oklahoma. This program is a NCAA tournament mid-major power. We just got to get it back on track. And the recruiting is unbelievable. You know, we're going to have, in my opinion, a heck of a class. And we got to keep the momentum going. The good thing is, and this is strange, we don't have anybody in the portal. And in this day and age, I know it's crazy, but that's a win in and of itself.
Well, the fact you had Kansas and UConn in two of your first, 5 games of the year says everything about you. I know you got to play those kind of games. Wagner, you played them. They're in the tournament. So you know a lot of what's going on. Loved your time when you were with us at Hartford. I'm so happy that Manhattan realized that they needed you to kind of help them get it back around. And I do remember those 12 or 13 fans. And great, you've made peace with them and vice versa. Go kick some ass, John, and thanks for your time as always.
Hey, next week when they get to the Sweet 16,
all right.
I'm on, baby.
There you go. All right. We got you. People in the chat. Yes, sir.
I have a question for you. Are you a Cowboys fan or a Texans fan?
I'm not a Cowboys fan. I was younger when I lived in Washington, D.C., if that helped you a little bit, and was brainwashed by my grandmother.
Now, John, I am a Cowboys fan.
Okay. That is phenomenal. So you are
a Washington Commanders, Redskins, whatever you want to call them, the Commanders now. Craig is too, by the way.
Well, so you're NFC East.
Yes. We are in this whole room.
Did you see what Saquon Barkley's son said?
No.
His son got in the car to sign the Eagles contract, and he said, "Dad, does that mean we're going to win now?"
Oh, my God, yeah. All those years. So many Lord, that's awesome. Yeah, and I'm glad he's healthy, too. Yeah.
My birds are good. I was just about to say, because I thought you guys were Cowboys fans. Let me tell you something. There's not a bigger Eagles fan in the world than me.
That's awesome. Good for you. They've been good. They got it. They kind of dropped it a little bit last year at the end, got worn out a little bit, but good luck turning that around. I know they will. Appreciate what you do.
And thank you, guys, and go Bears.
Yes, sir. John Gallagher.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.